Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Hello everyone, Charles Watts here. Welcome back to Inside Arsenal and welcome to the Emirates Stadium, where if you look behind me, thousands and thousands of Arsenal fans making their way, happy Arsenal fans all around, making their way home after today's 3-0 win against Bournemouth. Really convincing win in the end. It was a little bit nervy, I have to say, but job done. 3 points in the bag, 3 goals scored, none conceded. Bit of a boost for the goal difference. All you can ask for here, and now it's just wait and see what happens a little bit later on when Wolves take on Manchester City at the Etihad. By the time you're watching or listening to this, that game may well have already taken place. But Arsenal, it's all they can do, isn't it? From now to the end of the season, just win. Win the games, make Manchester City win themselves. That's all you can ask for them at this point. And they did that today. It was a really... I actually think it was a good performance. I thought Bournemouth were pretty decent. They had a half an hour spell, a 20-minute spell at the start of the second half where they really had a go. But other than that, I thought Arsenal were in control. They absolutely dominated the first half. I think I was looking at the screens at full time. Obviously, I wasn't in the press box today. I was sitting in the stands, so I had a little bit of a different viewpoint today. It wasn't quite so analytical. I was watching it with my dad and stuff. But you look at the stats at half time on the screens and 16 shots to Arsenal, just the one for Bournemouth. It was a really dominant first half. Slightly more even. Bournemouth had a go in the second half, but you can imagine they've got nothing to lose. Look, they've got nothing to play for. They're safe. They're not going to go down. So they had nothing to play for, but they're in confident mood. And they had a go in the second half and they caused Arsenal a bit of problems. I think Arsenal rode their luck, certainly with decisions at time. I haven't seen the replays too many times, so maybe you'll prove me wrong in the comments below, but I certainly think their disallowed goal was very, very fortunate for Arsenal from the sort of slight images I've seen of it, certainly on social media anywhere. Maybe the penalty was a bit fortunate. There was definite contact. I think once the referee gave it in that first half, they can't really overturn it. But maybe Arsenal rode their luck a little bit in terms of that. But on the whole, it's exactly what you want. I think the first half they played very, very well. Some really good performances. They dominate. I've never seen so many blocks from a Bournemouth team. They're, defensively, they were so, so strong. For a team as well, we've got nothing really to play for. I thought they threw their bodies on the line. They were getting in front. There was blocks from Declan Rice, Kai Havertz, Martin Odegaard, Thomas Partey. Their defenders were just excellent, excellent last-ditch defending from them. And you know, there's a point you're thinking, oh, is a goal ever going to come? Arsenal had some big opportunities. There was one right in front of where I was sitting, corner to the back post. It looked like Tomiyasu just had to head it into his empty net, and he headed it the wrong way. And there was other Declan Rice with that shot that he sliced wide from Kai Havertz, who's knocked down. So there's big opportunities for Arsenal. And the longer that half went on without scoring, you could really feel the nerves in the stadium. I was feeling it myself, you know. You could just feel it. If I'm feeling it, 60,000 other people in the stadium are feeling it. You're looking up at that clock as it's getting closer to the half-time and you're just thinking, one of these have got to go in. You've got to score. You've got to score. And finally, that goal did come right on half-time. And like I said, look, I haven't seen slow replays of it and all that, but I've seen the reaction on social media, people saying Kai Havertz left a leg in and all of that sort of stuff. But I tell you what, with my Arsenal hat on, with my bias hat on, I don't really care. It's a penalty. It was given as a penalty. Maybe Arsenal were lucky. We've seen that given against Arsenal at times. There was definite contact. You can see that. Yes, Havertz might well have played for it, but sometimes you get those, sometimes you don't. Arsenal didn't get it against Bayern Munich when Bukayo Saka did that in the last minute, and that proved costly. They got it today and they took advantage of it. Really good penalty from Bukayo Saka. I'm loving Bukayo's penalty technique now. Rather than just picking a corner, you can see he's starting to do that where he waits and waits and waits and sees where the keeper's going to go and then just rolls it the other way. It's a lot calmer. You can see he's growing in confidence when he's taking his penalties, and that was a big moment. Make no mistake about it. That you miss that and you go in at 0-0 after dominating a half like that and missing chances like that, the pressure's going to be on. So he would have felt it, and I thought the way he took it was really, really calm and fair play to him. And you could almost feel the collective sigh of relief around the stadium when that went in, knowing that they got that advantage to protect in the second half. But fair play to Bournemouth. As I said, I thought they came out really, really well in that second half and put Arsenal under pressure. I'm trying to think off the top of my head some of the chances that Bournemouth had, certainly before the second goal went in. And yeah, they had set pieces, they were throwing the ball into the box. There was a couple of opportunities that David Raya, there was one that David Raya saved at the near post. It might have been from Cliver, I can't remember. But on the whole, despite I thought Bournemouth putting a little bit more pressure on Arsenal, I thought Arsenal coped with it very, very well and didn't look too much in trouble. And then, of course, they got the second goal, and that was so important. You know, speaking to the people all around me, we were just saying, before you get to the 75-minute mark, can you get that second goal? Can you ease the pressure and make sure it's not horrible, horrible final 15 minutes? And they did that, and, you know, no better player. If you're going to pick one player in this Arsenal team right now for a chance like that to fall to, it's going to be Leandro Trossard. It was a fantastic finish, superb play by Declan Rice to set him up. Declan Rice was fantastic. I'll go over my player ratings in a little bit. He was absolutely fantastic to get that ball to Leandro Trossard. What a finish from Trossard. As I said, the way he's playing at the moment in front of goal, you just don't want a chance to fall to anyone else in this Arsenal team, and he took it so well. And you could almost feel it, the whole stadium just like, oh, thank God for that. But then you had that nauseating couple of minutes when almost straight away Bournemouth had the ball in the net themselves. And when I talk about Arsenal being fortunate, I think they were fortunate. You can debate the penalty decision all day long, but I think Arsenal were very, very lucky for the free kick. I don't really see that as a foul from Solanke. And like I said, I've only seen it once on a replay on my phone in the stadium. I haven't seen it on a big screen, sort of slowed down and analysed, but I don't know. If that was given against Arsenal at the other end, I'd be absolutely fuming. I just think Solanke kind of shepherds Raya out the way a little bit, like you do on a set piece and that sort of thing. I think Arsenal were lucky to survive that. But look, as I said, at times VAR decisions, referee decisions have gone against Arsenal this season. They may have got the right rub of the green this time, and they did certainly in that. And you could see Bournemouth were annoyed about it, probably justifiably so, but Arsenal rode their luck and they took advantage of it and they got that third goal. And who knows, at the end of this season, what that third goal could mean. It could be so important. I mean, Gabriel looked like he'd scored one just before that. What a goal. Honestly, when you score a goal like that, it almost, if you're offside, it should just, the flag just should go down automatically if you score a goal like that, because it's just too good for it to be ruled out. But it ruled out it was, and I haven't seen the replay, but obviously VAR checked it, so it must have been offside. Brilliant finish from Gabby. And you thought, I said, turn to my dad at that point. It's like, oh, you know, that goal not going in, making it 3-0, that could prove really, really important. But they did go and get the third goal. Declan Rice, who was fantastic throughout, getting the goal in injury time. Really good finish. Lovely play by Gabriel Jesus, who come on at that point to set him up. Great finish from Rice. He absolutely deserved that for his performance today. And 3-0. And you could see from the celebrations, you could feel it in the crowd. And even now again, it's just showing this. Everyone's queuing up to get in the armoury to go and buy their merchandise. And you just feel it around. I've been talking to people while I was walking around the stadium to come and film this video. Just a sense of relief, and it was really nervy in there. You know, at this stage of the season, it really, really is. It's honestly, it's easier when you're in mid-table security, isn't it? And there's not this much riding on the games. The pressure in there just to score, and if we feel it in the stands, imagine what the players are feeling. And you could just feel when that third goal went in from Declan Rice, everyone could finally settle, could finally enjoy themselves, and they certainly did enjoy themselves at full time once the full time whistle went and the celebration's gone. And now we just wait. I mean, it's all we can do. It's all we could do last week against Tottenham was wait and see what happened against Nottingham Forest. City got the job done at the Etihad. You would expect they're going to get the job done later on today against Wolves, but you never know. At least Arsenal put the pressure on now, and they're going to make them get the job done. And that's all they can do between now and the end of the season.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Okay, so player ratings today was an unchanged team, which is what I was expecting it was going to be. I imagine it's going to be like that, barring any injuries between now and the end of the season. I can't see Arteta changing the starting 11. And I thought everyone played well today. It was a good, strong performance. Raya was in goal, didn't have too much to do. What he did have to do, he saved well. His handling was good. There was that one bit when the goal was disallowed. He came out, maybe got shepherded out of it a little bit easily by Solanke. Although he'll say it was a foul. He'll definitely say it was a foul. But on the whole, another clean sheet for David Raya. Strong performance. Golden gloves secured for him in his first season at Arsenal. We can't ask for much more than that. Gave David Raya a 7. Ben White, 7 as well. Good performance from Ben White. Enjoyed watching him play. It was interesting watching him at set pieces, especially in that first half. You could see he was moving away from the goalkeeper a little bit at times. Normally he's right on it, but the focus that he has attracted this season from the press and everyone else, I wonder, we were saying before the game, he probably was going to stay away from the goalkeeper, and he did more than often. Tomiyasu was on the keeper at times, and that felt like a deliberate ploy from Arteta just to make sure that the referee wasn't solely focused on Ben White. But solid performance from Ben White. I gave him a 7. Saliba, I thought, was excellent. One brilliant bit of play in the second half right in front of me to shepherd the ball away from Solanke in a dangerous area and go moving on. He almost scored in the first half at 0-0. He took it upon himself to run down the right wing, cut inside, had a left-footed shot that the keeper saved. Really good performance from Saliba. I gave him an 8. Gabriel a 7. One big mistake in the first half which he got away with. I'm not quite sure what Solanke was doing time when he looked at it, and he almost sort of stepped on the ball, Gabriel, and that gave Solanke a free run on goal, but he decided not to shoot even though it was on his right foot, cut inside, and the chance went. So he got away with one there, Gabriel. But other than that, I thought it was a strong performance. I gave him a 7. Thought Tomiyasu was excellent. Really good performance from Tomiyasu. So strong in all the duels. Aerially he was excellent, got forward well at times. Couple of areas he got into the final third and you kind of thought a more attacking fullback takes advantage of that position more, but I'm not going to complain about that. I thought it was a really good performance from Tomiyasu. Fair play to him, so I gave him an 8 as well. Thomas Partey in the holding role again, strong performance from Thomas. Could have done a little bit better with his shooting in the first half. Had a couple of opportunities, one he put over, another one left footed he put a little bit too softly, too close to the goalkeeper. But a good performance from Thomas, fair play to him. Gave him a 7. Declan Rice, my man of the match. It was really close. I was talking to the guys next to me and that sort of last 10 minutes and we're like, who do you think your man of the match is here? And we're talking, there was a few contenders for it, but I think Declan Rice, the fact he got the assist for Trossard so well and then he scored the goal as well, I'm not sure he got man of the match on the TV, I haven't seen it yet, but in my mind I think Declan Rice just shades this. So I gave Declan Rice a 9 out of 10. He is my man of the match. Martin Odegaard, unbelievable at times, brilliant feat at times, superb work ethic as always, really good performance from the captain once again, even though he didn't score. Or did he get assist? No, he didn't get an assist, but really strong performance. I gave him an 8. Bukayo Saka, great penalty. Not the best performance from Saka, but still strong. You know, he caused some problems at time. He stretched the play. Penalty was really, really big, so I gave him a 7. Havertz, I thought, was excellent. Won the penalty, of course. Won, in averting commas, the penalty, but I thought he did well for that. Could have set up a couple of goals as well in the second half. I gave him an 8. Leandro Trossard, big moment in front of goal. You want a player to take a chance. Trossard did that and he took it really, really well. Great finish. He stepped up clutch. And I know a lot of you hate that phrase, clutch. It's very, very American. It seems to annoy a lot of you. But I keep thinking of it. Whenever I think of Leandro Trossard, certainly this season, in those really clutch moments when you want someone on the 18th green to hold a putt to win a golf tournament. That's what I keep thinking with Leandro Trossard. That's what he's doing for Arsenal right now. And that was a brilliant finish. And it just eased the pressure just at the right time for Arsenal. Brilliant from Declan Rice to set him up, but a great finish from Leandro Trossard. So gave him an 8 as well. The substitutes came on, just the 2. Gabriel Martinelli, Gabriel Jesus. Both of them had opportunities where you thought a sharper version of those two might well have taken advantage of it. But Gabriel Jesus, he got the assist for Declan Rice at the end there. Really good play from him to set Rice up, so he deserves a lot of credit as well. No changes from Arteta until about the 80th minute, which I was a little bit surprised. I thought Martinelli might come on to try and stretch the game a little bit more earlier than that, but look, I don't think he's going to change too much from this starting 11 that we're seeing now between now and the end of the season. I think he's going to stick with it. At the moment, they're getting the job done. They got the job done here. They got the 3 points and now all focus on what happens at the Etihad a little bit later on today. But from the Emirates here, look, beginning to filter out. Everyone heading home, but everyone can head home very, very happy at what they've seen here. It's finished Arsenal 3, Bournemouth 0. If you want to be involved in tomorrow's show where I look at this a lot more in depth, please do reply to this with your comments, your opinions, what you thought, what you enjoyed, what you didn't enjoy, your player of the match, anything like that you want me to talk about or want me to react to, put it in the comments below. I'll pull some of them together as always and get them involved in tomorrow's reaction show. Till then, everyone have a fantastic Saturday. Come on the Wolves. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.